Pod Culture, episode 283, Stuffed with Geek, part A, for Tuesday, August 30th, 2011. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And yes, we are Glenless.
Glenless.
There's kind of a pause there for a little moment
you know
of silence
what?
For Glenn.
See, I've been trying really hard not to step on his line, and now he screwed me up.
Well, you know, he should have been here.
I know. You know.
Slacker?
Bum.
Yeah.
I know.
Bum.
So what has everyone been up to, Mr. Adam?
Oh, it's just been a hell of a work week.
That bad, huh?
I was just busy and
there's such a thing as too much love.
Yeah. My team has become too valuable. So everybody's coming to us, and I've got several database projects I'm juggling, and everybody wants everything right now. So, it's been fun, and by fun I mean suck.
Oh. So. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right though. Let's see. What happened? What I've been doing?
Still getting settled in to the new place?
Yeah. Still picking up things here and there.
Good.
I finally picked up a piece of art for my living room.
Ooh.
It's kind of neat. It's a fleur-de-lis kind of thing.
Nice.
So, you know, kind of Louisvillian.
Yeah.
Kinda,
cannot get away from those damn things here in Louisville.
No, anywhere. It's a new, it's popular in a lot of things. Even when I was in Cleveland 2 months ago, it's everywhere.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. Because I told my mom, I said, I can't even get away from it here.
So, let's see. What else? I'm really excited for my whitewater rafting trip in 2 weeks.
That's fantastic. Bring your camera.
Yes. Then I've got a hiking trip planned in 3 weeks.
Awesome. I so admire your Indiana Jonesness.
I love it. I love being outside and exploring and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
It's too much like exercise.
No, it's cool.
And like whitewater rafting, like staring death in the face.
I don't like to stare death.
I've been whitewater rafting. It is fun.
You could not pay me. I would cave. No
going,
problem.
But. Yeah, on one of the roughest rivers this side of the Mississippi.
Oh my God, be careful.
It's on the top. It's on top 10 lists
in
the world.
Strap yourself in.
Several top 10 lists of whitewater rafting in the world. So
this may be Adam's last
awesome.
Show.
Yeah. let's see what else. Playing a certain beta game.
Awesome. Is this still going well?
Beta testing.
That may or may not look awesome.
Yes, it's going very well.
Good.
And I can't wait. There are rumors and rumblings that it may be mid. End of November.
That's not so far away
for a release date. Those are just rumors
around
and rumblings.
Christmas
time? And I have absolutely no official. This is nothing based on any testing knowledge or knowledge that I've gained from beta testing at all. This is stuff I've found on the internet. But we'll see.
So no word from Darth Flannel himself.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No. So see, it's good. Because he's not involved.
I was going to say, he's probably not even involved so much.
Yeah, he's like, they...
Except to stamp his little seal on it. Right, his little seal.
He has no... as far as I know, and I'm aware, he has no dealings with the story at all, which is why it's good.
Kind of like Empire Strikes Back.
And why it's... Yeah, why it's so rich and so... Like, the history. They've got a history fleshed out. And
that's
it's,
awesome.
Oh, it's so cool. Whole timeline and the characters are great. There's no stupid like comic really. There's some goofy kind of characters
there's no Jar Jar.
In there, but there's no Jar Jar. Oh, thank God. So no Gungans at all.
I didn't hate him so much because I didn't really know much about the universe, so I didn't really have anything to base any kind of, you know, standard on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. In hindsight, I can see how he could be really annoying.
Yeah. So.
That's you exciting. Said no like Jar Jar?
He says say no.
He needs to die.
Bye-bye.
And a fiery death.
A very fiery death.
Or sushi bar.
Ew.
Not even that. No. Ew. Fiery death.
Gross.
So.
I'm all hot now.
I'm trying to think. Sorry. It's that drink.
I know. Yeah. I'm all hot now.
That's about it. I think.
Christina?
I'm halfway through Dance with Dragons, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm already lamenting it being over. I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm done.
Yeah, because God knows how long it'll take me to get the next book.
And it's going
to
be another year until the series comes back, so I'm already lamenting, but I'm enjoying that, and I can talk about that later, like in broad strokes, okay. Not any detail, just in how my brain works. And see, I'm listening to some new music, and I'm addicted to The Sims on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook and you want to be my friend, just say that you want to be my friend in your friend request, and say that you listen to the show, so I know you're not creepy.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple friend requests,
which is great, which is totally great. But I have to go look at what
how
your
do we
other
know how you.
Yeah.
No, but I'll go and look at what you're fans of, and then I'll kind of guess. Oh, well, they're probably a fan of the show, which is fine. You know, it's great. But like, let me know that you're a listener, so I know you're not just some random. You know.
Yeah, same here too for me because I'm a little picky on people that I friend.
Sense, and yeah. I mean, I'll totally friend you if you're a little.
Yeah, if you're
of the
listening,
show.
Sure.
Just let me know. Just let me know. Other than that, not a whole lot's going on. I've gotten some new things that I'll be watching soon. And nothing out of the ordinary going on my end of the universe.
Oh, let's see. Where to start for me?
Get your drink ready.
Yeah. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you may not know.
I don't even
but
follow
if you've
you on Twitter.
Listened,
I do. I'm saying, I'm kidding.
If you've listened to the needle scratches on the last few episodes, you might have been able to guess. I am no longer gainfully employed.
I'm sorry. Well, you're still gainful. You're just not employed.
Yeah. You're still getting money.
I was let go a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. No, last week. Last Tuesday.
About a week and a half. Almost 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And part of... About 3,500 folks that they let go
I'm
across
so
the
sorry for
company
everybody.
Wide.
Everybody, I'm so sorry.
So yeah, it's it was a hell of a shock, mainly because they had just moved me to a different cube, which, as anybody in cube space and retail
office space
kind of knows, those tech moves aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
No, they're about $800 to $1,000.
Yeah.
So I mean, and it had been maybe just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, not even.
Yeah, and.
Because we're like, okay, he's safe for a little while.
Manager comes up Tuesday and goes, yeah, and he talked to you over in Ragu's office, which is, you know, the like, VP kind of thing.
Dude.
And kind of had an idea of what was going on, you know, because when you get called to the principal's office, it's never good. Unless you're, you know, one of those goody-goody tissues like Christina. they let me go. And I was kind of happy to see the news thing that it was.
It wasn't just me.
That the news release that they're letting about 3,500 folks go company wide. And I kind of look upon it as I won.
It's
kind of a total
blessing.
Yeah. Because as folks may have heard me before, I've had some issues and some complaints with the management.
For a long while.
And I can't say for sure, but it sure seemed like they were trying to get me out the door, trying to get me pissed off.
They were doing everything they could possibly do to egg you on to make you quit.
And so I look at it as I won because they had to pay me to leave.
Right.
I was severanced out, so I get paid as normal till about the middle part of October, and then severance starts. And if that's gone in installments, I'm good till about the 1st of February, mid-February.
It's just, so. I just look at it as a whole second chance to do something that you really enjoy doing that you wouldn't have normally taken the leap on your own, but you've been shoved out of the nest. Now you can do whatever you find that you enjoy.
Which is pretty much the reason why there's two Geekspin episodes come out back to back.
Right. Which I think is great.
Yeah. So that's one plus about having a lot of free time.
And I'm not even annoyed that you're around all day long.
It's been a while.
Everybody's saying, okay, it's going to be okay. I'm like, no, he's all right. It's okay so far.
Although you are a little bit annoyed about certain news that just came out of a convention that I'm going to.
I hate you.
I'm
going to
try to avoid as much as possible actually saying the name.
I so hate you.
But it's in Atlanta, Georgia over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, say it. Just say it, Dragon Con.
Okay, take a drink. She said it.
No. It's if you say it.
Oh, it's if I say it?
Yeah, honey, check the list.
Damn you, Rainey. You need to make an amendment to that rule, please.
I love Rainey.
The seventh Dr. Sylvester McCoy has been added.
If anybody listened to anything ever that I've said, that he is my favorite classic doctor. And I can't even tell you how jealous I am. I'm so jealous, I was actually considering tagging along.
Which, you know, if you want to.
If I had copious amounts of time, I would do it. But I'm so jealous because I would love to meet him.
Yeah, out of all the doctors that they could have
Short
of David Tennant.
Yeah, like David Tennant, Tom Baker, or Sylvester. Because I know Chris is never going to go to a con.
No, he's not.
But, like, those three, I can't even tell you how jealous I am that you're going to get to meet him. He's got the bluest eyes in show business. I love him.
Unless he cancels there and again at the last minute.
Oh, but I would be very...
Last minute addition, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. I can't even tell you. Like,
barring any emergencies.
And I knew that... I always know that it's Murphy's Law, that if I plan to go, there's not going to be anybody that I'm really impressed with seeing. And if I don't plan to go, that it's going to be somebody awesome, and sure enough.
Yeah, because they've had a couple of cancellations, most notably Bruce Boxleitner has canceled.
Oh, I like him.
What's he doing?
Hell if I know. Another Gambler movie? I don't know.
Oh, leave him alone.
Because sure as hell ain't Babylon 5.
Aw.
Adam Baldwin's canceled again.
But that's good for Chuck.
Hopefully,
fans.
That means that he's filming Chuck.
Hopefully.
Let's see what else. Oh yeah, other related news to that con because the Parsec Awards.
Yeah. Congratulations, Brad.
Yay.
First of all,
yes.
Well, why?
Because you're central to all.
Because you're kind of captain, my captain.
Our fearful trip is done.
I just hit the button.
Sorry. Try not to
but
faint.
Yeah, if you hadn't listened to the previous episode, because there'll be one that come out right before this one, Pod Culture was nominated not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once for the main Pod Culture show,
yay!
And a second time for Pod Culture TARDIS Interruptus.
Yay,
us.
Yeah, so it's best fan news or specific for TARDIS Interruptus.
And if anybody's
and
on
general
the...
for... Pod Culture.
If anybody's on with information and news, it's Nick and Richard.
Oh yes. My gosh!
So yeah. Buku, thanks to them.
Definitely,
Doctor Who, Wikipedia
for the TARDIS Interruptus stuff.
Wikipedia.
And on a little bit of a self-serving note, the Geekspin made it as a finalist as well,
Brad.
Yeah.
Which was really a surprise since it hasn't been back all that long. So,
but the ones you've done since you have been back have been really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's easier when you're like once a month. You know, it's easy to find
well,
things.
Well, it gives you more time to find good things, too.
Think of crazy stories like how it almost didn't happen thanks to Insight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, so it's been a series of adventures around the Pod Culture studio here.
If you're going to be in Atlanta for Dragon Con and you have time to go to the Parsec Awards, go and say hi to Brad and support us.
Yes. Yeah, and watch us lose.
Oh, boo.
I always have hope. Hope. Hope springs eternal.
That is not the proper attitude.
No, he has no.
See, being a pessimist, you're never disappointed.
Oh, I'd rather be an optimist and wrong than a pessimist and right.
See, that's why we balance out well.
That's
why I'm a blue lantern.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Hope. Hope is my superpower.
So yeah, it's been a little... crazy around the Pod Culture
it's
studios.
It's been a series of adjustments, but it's going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
So hopefully I can find gainful employment sometime between now and first part of February.
I think he can.
I think so, too.
If nothing else, it's back to retail.
Well, I mean, do something you enjoy until you find something that, you know, go to GameStop. You know, and do a couple hours a week just to have something to do and then do something, you know.
Won't have a check.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Maybe
could
not.
Could be worse. Could be working for Doug at the comic shop.
Oh, I love Doug, though. Yeah, that'll
Doug's
be all right.
Doug's awesome. And smart enough that he would not hire me. So.
Yeah, that's true. But all you're knowledgeable, right. So that'll be all right.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, too. I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we will get into the geeking right after this.
Do you want to come with me? Because if you do, then I should warn you. You're going to hear all sorts of things.
A very informal roundtable discussion.
Fans from the past.
I'll be the old classic series curmudgeon fan.
Australians from the future.
So the Australian is actually in Australia?
A guy from Kentucky.
I am not from Kentucky.
It won't be short, it won't be work safe, and it won't be on topic.
We're too lazy to bleep.
But I'll tell you what it will be.
It's not going to be your typical Doctor Who podcast.
The trip of a lifetime.
Because Daleks are still cuddly.
Everybody needs sushi.
I did
run.
Convince someone to knit the 14-foot scarf.
If I ever meet Mark Gatiss, I
yeah,
will give him a hug.
Yeah, since when does the master wear
I
a hoodie?
They want
yeah,
you to think it's a doctor, and then it's wrong.
All the continuity gets her off.
But back to Doctor Who.
The Type 40 Podcast. Find us on iTunes or at www.thetype40podcast.com.
Holy couch potatoes, Batman. It's time for the little TV and DVD talk.
I'm a sofa spud.
Yep, you are.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been watching, sofa spud?
I've been watching, well, with you, I've been watching some stuff, but on my own, I've gotten some stuff ready for when you go to Dragon Con.
Take a drink.
Yeah. No, it's only when you say it.
Damn it.
I am going to watch a bunch of stuff that you would not possibly care about.
Insert Cartman.
God damn it!
Yeah, Tony Robbins. Tony Robinson, who plays Baldrick on Blackadder. He does a lot of documentaries about like the history of stuff, like just documentaries.
Oh, you're doing documentaries.
Yeah,
thank God, I'm not gonna
documentary
be here.
Stuff that I plan on watching while you're gone. And he does a thing about like the worst jobs in history. It's kind of like Dirty Jobs, mm-hmm. but all across history.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
And there's a movie, a one-shot, I think it's a miniseries with Alan Rickman and Emma Thompson I'm going to watch because I love them both. So I'll be watching a lot of stuff without you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Community.
And Community, yes. I plan on watching that too. I plan on mainlining that because last year it was Scrubs.
There you go.
I watched like a season and a half of Scrubs a day like, while you were gone. So that's my plan again this year.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I might do Fraggle Rock Marathon too.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, uh-huh. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you haven't watched those yet. And you've had them for like 2 years.
And I'm wearing my Boober Fraggle Rock shirt today. So I'm planning on doing a marathon.
Adam?
Oh, gosh. I've been keeping up with True Blood.
Okay, good.
And that's
it's going to get better, I promise you. If it's anything remotely, well, I know it's so far from the books now, you can't even tell. But
it's gotten slightly better.
It's going to get better.
Yeah,
it has to.
Bill's gotten a bit better. He's a little bit more tolerable.
He's grown a pair.
Yeah,
little pair.
Yeah, baby ones.
The whole Sookie dream thing in this last episode was just really. We're going here.
I just keep thinking that's going to be really awkward. It's going to be really awkward because she's married to Bill in real life, so that's going to be really weird.
Yeah. Really wish like Eric's character would come back.
He'll get better.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Oh, I've been watching. Keeping up with.
Keeping up with the Kardashians?
No, God bless it, no. Oh,
keeping up appearances?
Burn my eyes out before I watch that.
Bleach.
Sons of Guns, that's what I'm looking for.
That's my plan, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. You'll watch that as well. Because mm-hmm. they built a suppressed grenade launcher. Yeah.
Nice.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they can.
It was very cool.
Like the exploding arrows thing.
I love that, man, though. That's awesome. Cool. That's Robin Hood on crack.
That's pretty cool.
Like he shot the arrow out of the gun.
That's awesome. I want one of those.
That's always good. Torchwood.
Yes.
Been watching that. It's getting interesting. There was a little too much
Jack Button.
A little too much Jack.
Little guy on guy, a little too much guy on guy. The last episode, for my liking, not that I really like that at all. But, you know, you could tolerate that kind of stuff. It's not something I care to see, but I can handle it.
If it's part of the story.
There was just a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they're trying to prove that they're on cable now and can do whatever they want.
Yeah. They were on cable before and they're on BBC.
No, but I think they're proving they can push.
Taking some liberties.
And proving they're proving they can push.
You know,
the
Russell's
buttons.
Making up for lost time. There wasn't a whole lot of that in Children of Earth.
Well, no. I mean, I don't
Jack
really.
Jack was goo for.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care one way or the other, but it's like there's too much of that. And it's like, okay, you're only allowed so many minutes of story time and you're wasting. I know part of this is part of the story, but you're wasting story time with us.
Yeah. It got into the point of excessive.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care one way or the other, but I need story.
Yeah. So, you know, that's it's interesting to see where they're taking that. It was also kind of interesting to see. I wasn't expecting to see Nana Visitor.
I didn't know that she was going to be in it.
I was like, oh
shit, it's Kira.
It's Kira, Major Kira. So,
see, if we watched more Star Trek, I would know.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, Deep Space Nine is a very different Star Trek.
I don't care. I'm sure I will like it.
It's very good.
I would like to
much
watch
like
it.
Babylon 5, first season or two is kind of
rough. That's okay. I'm sure I would like it.
Yeah. The first 3 to 4 seasons of Deep Space
Nine. About halfway through season 3 when the Dominion come into the picture.
Which one was Julian Bashir on?
DS9.
Okay, I'm for it.
He had a couple of guest appearances on Next Gen. But okay.
Did he?
Yeah, there was some crossover.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Gwen and Jack's interaction in that episode.
Yes.
This last episode.
There was a...
last episode as of
right
as we record there was that mutual respect but yet the overwhelming survival instinct of well, you know, if you get in the way of my survival, I'm gonna kill you,
right?
But damn it, I love you, but
not at the
cost of my life or my daughter. Mm-mm. So it was kind of funny. I did laugh, you know, when they kind of made up at the near the end there.
Oh my god, she tased Jack.
That was
funny. Oh my god, holy crap, she's really gonna do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought for sure, like, it was really good. It's really good.
So
I'm looking forward. I'm sorry there's only, you know, so few left.
Three more episodes.
Three or four, yeah.
So, but that's really about... Oh, wait. I've also been watching, still watching, every once in a while, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Very good.
Which is very funny. I've watched a few episodes last night, and I was laughing profusely.
I should probably get back to that.
Yeah.
I did watch the first season when it aired on FX.
Yeah,
and I just kind of lost track of it with other stuff I was watching, and I liked it, so I should probably start it again.
Yeah, it's that good kind of silly humor. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Cool. Speaking of good silly kind of humor, I don't know if we mentioned it on the last recording or not, because I don't think they had announced it by then. But one of the shows that we watch and actually have been watching here late, Sci-Fi has. Canceled.
We've talked about it.
We talked about it last time
because I was singing Eureka's
Canceled.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still quite bitter about that. Bastard.
It just makes me sad because there are characters that I don't really care about, but there are some characters that I'm really going to miss, like Fargo. I really hope that he sticks around on Warehouse 13. Yeah.
Keeps popping up there.
Like, you can get rid of Jinx because I'm really sick of Jimmy Olsen. But... you know,
he's a little better as Jinx.
Yeah, but still, he's Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, I would love to see Joe move over to Warehouse 13,
oh my
or at least
God.
Guest appearance, because you're having to put up with Pete.
Joe would kick his ass. It'd be great.
That would be awesome.
I like Joe,
but yeah, I'm gonna be sad to see Eureka go.
It's gonna be a while before it's gone. Yet it's not like it's.
They just now wrapped filming on the last episode of. The next season.
The cloister bell is ringing, but it's not blowing up yet.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, we've still got 10 or 11 more episodes plus a Christmas special.
Right.
So, which is good, but bastard.
It just makes me sad how they did it. It's like, they don't even give you a chance to wrap it up, and it just makes me
angry.
Oh,
they did. They did. They give one extra episode.
Big deal. Unless it's 2 hours long, forget it.
But yeah, the the actors have been tweeting about Colin Ferguson had tweeted today they dismantled the sheriff's station set.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
He goes, that was my favorite set.
Like, I know.
So he took his nameplate from it.
Good. I have a piece from every set I ever helped build. I mean, I've got a piece from everything I ever built in theater. And it's like, I know how I felt after just a show having to dismantle a set. I can't even imagine a television show.
Forethought to take a piece of the set.
Oh, I took.
I left my mark on several chairs and,
nice.
And under tables and stuff in the dressing room.
That's awesome.
You marked your territory?
Stop it.
I carved my name into.
I've kind of painted mine here and there, but that whole part of the building's been totally revamped, so I'm sure it's not there anymore.
We were all kleptos. If there was something we were especially proud of when it got dismantled, we took pieces of it. And, yeah. Well,
most of our stuff was flats. Yeah. So we'd always repaint them, so you can't really take a piece of a flat.
Oh, but you can take a piece of the muslin.
That's true.
We did.
Short of cutting a hole in it.
Well, they were being taken apart anyway.
No, we would store the flats and repaint the flats.
Oh, yeah. So we would take the muslin off.
No,
sometimes they would be saved and sometimes not, but just the idea of taking a part of a set was just hideously sad, and I don't.
There was one where we put up a bunch of drywall, and that was fun actually to take down.
Wow.
Sledgehammer.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Put up drywall for a set?
It was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Nice.
Oh, man, that had been a bear and a half.
Yep, but it was fun.
I bet.
The closest thing to a flat I've kept is a Silver Surfer hanging over my shoulder there that Glenn built many a moon ago.
There's a big chunk of one in my parents' basement as we speak.
Did it survive?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It was
great flood
it's up
of 2011?
It's up. Yeah, it's up. It's up in the ceiling bit.
Oh, okay.
Has a big hole in it, so yeah, it's where stuff like that gets put.
Let's see. Other TV that we've been watching, of course, there's Warehouse 13.
Yes. Very
good. Which was great because there was another Eureka kind of crossover episode. Fargo came over and was an absolutely just flat-out hysterical episode.
It was great. It was better than Life. If there are any Red Dwarf fans, that's what the episode was. Where you get stuck in your own video game.
Yeah. Because basically Fargo was making a video game with these two guys. Was it Beatrix Potter's teapot?
Uh-huh.
Was the artifact.
I love how they think of this crap. I love it.
Pete's like, the little runt found a damn artifact. So it was kind of interesting because they ended up having to go into the game and... Mm-hmm.
It
the
was
end
cool.
joke. If you did not watch Eureka, you wouldn't have got half the end jokes in the show.
But it was very subtle where it's not going to be intrusive to you in enjoying the episode. It was very under the radar. It was cool.
But there was,
Josephine's dagger.
Dagger of Josephine.
Yeah,
Or Carter's curse.
Carter's curse, yeah.
It was really cool. There was something else. And then...
Well, the castle was in the shape of the warehouse.
Yeah. Claudia was an elf and ended up being the princess too.
It was really cool.
Yeah. I'm like.
And this last, as of recording this last episode, had J. August Richards in it.
Yes.
It was really nice to see him in.
Because you missed that part of the credit.
I did. I missed it. So to see Gunn again was really wonderful.
Especially
after last week talking about James Gunn.
And
it was
really
kinda
weird. Yeah. Kind of weird seeing him with hair.
Well, so it was nice to see him in a suit.
Granted, he had that Joe fucking thing going.
He looked really good. It was nice to see him again. It was like, oh, I miss him.
Like, he's got to be the bad guy.
I vote that the next thing we reboot and watch again is Angel.
Ooh, okay. Rewatch. Okay, not reboot.
No, but the last thing we start over and watch from the beginning.
Okay.
The next thing we watch
over. Because, dude, we don't need to be rebooting Buffy or Angel. Those are fine. Leave them the hell alone.
It's called The Nine Lives of Chloe King.
Yeah. That was another thing that we watching that Glenn had been pestering us about.
But he was right. It's good. I enjoy it.
It is pretty good. It's very much Buffy. mixed with Dark Angel, kind of. And a little bit teen angst drama thrown in.
Well, they're teenagers. Of course, it's going to be drama.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
You've not lived with teenagers.
It's very much in Navy. I have two. My sister, Beth.
Teenage drama, like Buffy and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a
Dawson's
little...
Dawson's Creek
it's a,
level.
From what we've seen so far, it's a little lighter in tone than, than those kind
Seventh
of shows.
Heaven.
I mean, it's very much...
Oh, God, no.
It's very much like an... I mean, because it is. Like the stuff you see on ABC Family.
Right.
It's that kind of light. But yeah, it's if you like Buffy,
I enjoy it a
check
lot.
Check it out.
It's cute. Yeah.
And the elements of Dark Angel that are mixed in, you know, she's kind of like this not quite human creature.
And it doesn't hit her until she reaches, you know, 16. And then it was like all of a sudden she's got this destiny that's not hers and she's the chosen one. And, you know, she's
the
got.
Uniter.
Yeah. It's like she's got the one guy that she really likes, but. She can't be with him because if she is, she'll kill him. And she's got the guy who's like her, who cares about her, but she really doesn't feel the same way. And so it's very much Angel Spike Buffy.
Yeah, there's very much an Angel Spike thing going on with those two. And hey, if you're a Jericho fan, Alicia Coppola.
Oh yeah, Another World as well, wasn't she in Another World?
Yeah, Another World,
like way back in the day. But yeah. She looks great, by the way. You said she looks kind of old.
She looks a little older.
I think she looks
fantastic. I mean, she is a little older, but she a little bit.
She looks fantastic, but
doesn't look quite as good as she did in Jericho.
And I think it's enjoyable. It's not Buffy. It's not the Whedon kind of wit, but I enjoy it.
There's very much with the mother and Chloe, their relationship kind of a Gilmore Girls.
I was
going to
say, but slower so you can understand what they say.
Yeah,
there's not that rapid fire dialogue like it is with.
Yeah, Gilmore Girls will wear you out trying to turn.
Because I'm like, there's no way a teenage girl is going to be that friendly with her mom.
Pretty that witty.
Sorry,
it isn't necessarily a bad show by any means. But it's just it'll wear you out.
Yeah, I know, and it's very much a Scooby dynamic with her friends. I mean, she has this very kind of Xander Willow relationship with her friends, and it's cool.
Yeah, there really isn't a Cordy, is there?
Darn.
Well, we thought there was going to be in Jasmine, but she ended up not being Cordy at all.
Yeah, maybe Cordy later on.
Yeah, Angel Cordy.
Angel Cordy. But other than that, see, is there anything else we've been watching?
Nothing new. We started rewatching the Martha season of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Mainly because we had watched Torchwood. Mm-hmm. And
I like Martha.
And I have new respect for Martha. She's moved up on the list.
Yeah. Just because of Amy?
Yeah.
There was something else to go in at the bottom.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. I mean, she's less annoying to me now that I've met Amy.
Mel's under there, too?
Oh, God, Mel. But, I mean, in fairness, I've only seen those couple stories with Mel. Because I don't have a whole thing to pull
really
from.
Really don't want to watch a whole lot more.
Not really, no. But it's neat, in hindsight, seeing all the little Saxon things that they kind of slipped in there. And how the logo of the Lazarus experiment, his logo is the Master's ring.
And the doctor doesn't notice this?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Because that episode was everywhere. You know, that logo was
everywhere. Yeah. But I like seeing in hindsight all these little things that, at you know, at first viewing, we wouldn't have noticed.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, you know, speaking of Doctor Who, we watched a Patrick Troughton serial the other day.
We did.
Yeah, The Mind Robber.
I didn't hate it. Hmm. It wasn't bad.
It was homework for Type 40.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God.
I see what they were trying to do with it. I see where they were trying to go and the points they were trying to make. But he is not my favorite doctor.
No, it was definitely a very surreal kind of thing. I mean, it's just flat out. You have to kind of see it to catch how... Just surreal.
Trippy. It's very trippy.
Is. Great.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the 60s.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But, although I did like the sparkly go-go cat suit.
Yeah, my God. Kind of nice. It was very, like in this day and age, it kind of speaks to they're fictional characters. Mm-hmm. They're not real. It's okay.
Yeah, it gets very meta when the fictional characters become
fictional characters.
Fictional characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, check this one out. It's on Netflix.
Interesting. So.
I'm just not a huge Patrick Troughton fan. Huh. Granted, I've not seen all of his episodes that are available, but...
But it makes sense. You don't like Matt Smith either, and there are...
They're very similar.
There's very much...
The word that comes to mind when I see Patrick Troughton is insipid. Like, he's got this smile that just kind of makes you want to hit him.
You know, like, well, like I said, you said that about Matt too.
I know.
Which, as of recording tomorrow, is Matterday.
I'm excited to see more. I can't wait.
And I was going to be a little disappointed because of going to the con.
Uh-huh.
I still have not said the name of.
I was getting ready to like figure out how I was going to like Dropbox you the episode while you were there, and I don't have to do that now.
Yeah, if I could have got an internet connection to Dropbox, I might as well just torrent the thing.
On your phone. You can Dropbox on your phone.
Oh, that's
how I did it.
When
I
transfer the file over to the PC. Yeah,
no, you can watch it on your phone.
Well,
you have 4G and
I have other people that would have wanted to have watched it too.
Oh, well, sorry.
Oh,
you know.
Well, they don't have cool girlfriends that would hook them up, so tough.
However, the Brit track at Dragon Con has worked out a deal with Comcast that they're going to have a special showing early of the episode that airs this Saturday of the con.
It's a good thing I don't follow Twitter.
Friday night, I believe.
That's amazing.
So it's going to be very, very cool.
Very
cool. Which means we'll actually have been able to talk about it on the Type 40 live show Sunday night.
Oh, for goodness sake.
What?
You are so sad.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
So that's all that we've been watching. Anything else, guys?
Just the usual stuff.
All right. So let's take a break, and we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
So I bought Lotto tickets, 45 mil was the pot. And I won it, didn't believe it. Then I spent it on the shit. Cerebro and a golden wrap, lasso and a star town condo. Got my phones and a mansion bondo. And it went fast, it didn't take long. Called Jim Lee, got him on the phone. Called Jim Lee, got him on the phone. Called Jim Lee to pay my living room, baby.
Alert your dentist, because we're back with a little geek cuisine.
You're not kidding.
Alert your dentist.
Christina, since Glenn's not here, you're over next to the pantry.
I'm in charge of the sack of candy. Oh,
what did you pull out?
I pulled out Mike and Ike Italian ice flavored chewy candies.
Okay. Yeah. I like me some
from
Mike
the makers
and
of Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike.
Yes.
Because they do the Red Hots, too, that are pretty good.
Yes.
We did the cotton candy a while back.
Yes.
Those were good. I was just commenting on how I need to find some that cotton candy.
Target.
Are they 24 hours?
No. Sadly, no.
They're open later now than they used to be, but yeah. They're not 24 hours.
And they have the nice grocery section now. These are the movie theater boxes because they're wee.
Well, like, yeah, those are the three boxes of crap for a dollar.
Oh, that's a bunch of... That bag that's inside that box.
It's like a regular serving bag of...
Is half the box.
They're
half
a little firm.
Well, open them up. We'll give them a shot.
Yeah. All right.
There's no expiration date on these, are there?
I don't know. We haven't had them that long. We got them at Walgreens.
Oh, there sure is.
Uh-oh.
Best Buy, October 2010.
Shut up. We got them at Walgreens not that long ago. God, I'm going to be scared to buy stuff at Walgreens now. Should we try them anyway?
No, I think we should try them anyway. Well,
they can't go bad.
They're mostly sugar anyway.
If Twinkies have a shelf life of like 50 years.
I'm going to take one of each color.
There's the things lemon. We do for you listeners.
Yeah.
The things I do for love.
There's lemon, orange, cherry, blue raspberry, and watermelon.
I see. Oh, here's a blue one. I'm going to take one of each color.
Don't eat the
green
ones. They're not ripe.
You have to eat the green ones because it's your five a day of vegetables.
Yeah.
I'm just interested in the blue ones. Well, and the green ones, because I like watermelon. Dang it.
No. Ah. Here we go.
Blue ones are little Smurf poos.
No.
Smurf poos?
Had to get rid of my apple pie gum.
There you go.
I do love the extra...
That might be an odd mix.
The extra dessert gum. The apple pie gum smells really good, and for the first 30 seconds, it tastes really good, and then it's just plain old apple gum.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, there's five flavors?
Yes.
Yep.
I have one of each color.
Okay.
I don't.
All right, let's see. What's the red one?
They taste fine.
Red one is cherry.
It tastes just like regular.
Fine.
Yeah, all right.
It tastes just like regular Mike and Ike's.
Maybe a little firm, but, I mean, it works. Raspberry is good.
I'd figure that's the Smurf poo.
Yep.
I'm going to be scared to buy stuff now.
A little Smurf dropping.
Yeah, because it's only been a couple months.
Not even that long. Because when we went to the movies 2 times ago, we got candy at Walgreens, and we picked this up too.
Well, they are chewy and sticky.
Yeah, the blue ones are very much that artificial blue raspberry.
Like the slushy flavor.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah.
Hence the Italian ice.
Cherries are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
What's the peach-colored ones?
Orange.
Orange. You know what is coming? Halloween candy.
Ooh.
And with Halloween candy comes Cocoa Peeps.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited.
And you just can't hide it.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, candy corn.
I'm sorry, but if we find flavored candy corns, it might be okay.
Yeah, that might be all right. There were some good ones that we came across, I think, that we kind of enjoyed.
The pumpkin pie candy corns?
No.
The apple ones were
bad.
Good, and you liked the cinnamon ones, didn't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or the apple cinnamon or whatever.
Yeah, the caramel apple ones.
Pumpkin candy corn.
Blah.
Oh, no, the hot fangs were awesome.
The cinnamon ones?
Mm-hmm. Those have been about the best.
I plan to hit up World Market soon, because they always have good Halloween-y kind of candy.
I need to hit up World Market on this weekend.
Jelly babies?
Yep. They also have Italian sodas there, too, which are good.
Yeah.
I always like those.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a bottle or two.
But these are pretty good.
And they taste fine.
Yeah.
The shelf life on sugar lasts a long time. See, I like Good and Plenty in like the Mike and Ike family.
Those things are hard as a rock.
I love Good and Plenty. I like licorice.
Ugh. Yeah, I can't
do. So if we go to the movies this weekend to see Fright Night with my boyfriend David Tennant, I fully intend to buy some Good and Plenty.
Yeah, we didn't make it opening weekend, but we'll go to the second. Second weekend's more important anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I don't care. The sooner it tanks, the sooner I can have it on Blu-ray.
And you ought to have Conan next week then.
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
I don't think I want to see his bits on the big screen.
I don't know if you're going to see Conan's bits.
Yeah.
Khal Drogo on there.
Khal Drogo. Any kind of love scene with Jason Momoa.
Dargo.
I can't get past it because he's
Ronin.
He's Ronin. And I can't make that work in my brain.
Yeah. Well, she's working pretty good.
Did you try the watermelon?
Those are nice.
The watermelon ones?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty good. I'm suitably impressed.
Not as good as the watermelon jello, but
oh my God. Mm. Have you ever had watermelon jello?
Yes.
Oh, that's good shit.
Oh yes.
It's just like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yep.
I like making it just because it smells good. I'm like, I'll make you some Jello. You want some Jello?
So Mike and Ike's Italian ice.
They're artificially delicious.
Artificially, yes. Their shelf life, well, you know.
It exceeds about a year.
Survive the apocalypse, yep.
Make them part of your daily sugar routine.
No.
I don't know about that.
That's not good.
That might not be healthy.
Save it for a snack on the weekend.
Or every other month.
Every other week?
Other week.
Yeah.
But we only have a little bit every other week.
And we will be back with more pod culture. Right after I get to my tea.
My tongue feels funny.
Toothpick.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
So, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. And hey, that's much, much better. Christina, give me a mic check, please.
Hello, it's me. It's a mic check. It's okay. It's a mic check, and I had planned to memorize the words of the Men of the Night's Watch to ramble off, and I did not.
Probably because you're not a man?
Well, you know what? Women are tough, too.
It's kind of lengthy. I've got it actually right here. I'll read it to you.
Yay.
In my manly voice. Night gathers, and now my watch begins. It shall not end until my death. I shall take no wife, hold no lands, father no children. I shall wear no crowns and win no glory. I shall live and die at my post. I am the sword in the darkness. I am the watcher on the walls. I am the fire that burns against the cold, the light that brings the dawn, the horn that wakes the sleepers. The shield that guards the realm of men. I pledge my life and honor to the Night's Watch. For this night and all the nights to come.
Dun dun! Rock on!
That's right. That's all how right. That goes.
Yeah, and then Christina Show.
Your modem's going to fall.
Yeah, you're not funny.
Seriously, I will drink this.
You want to? No. We're going to be in so much trouble.
Adam and Christina show, sponsored by Four Loko.
I want to see it now. All right.
See, there we go. Impromptu geek cuisine. We're trying the Four Loko orange stuff. It's
ooh, it smells like turpentine.
Yeah, it's orange something or other. Orange blend.
Ooh, orange blend of what?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Ooh, yeah, it does kind of...
See, the cranberry wasn't too bad because the cranberry flavor was strong.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
and this,
too bad.
This orange is kind of subtle. I don't know. We'll see. Here we go.
Actually, it's not that bad.
You know?
The orange is pretty strong.
Yeah, you know, it's...
It covers up the turpentine.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm still getting the fumes like through my sinuses. But no, it's not bad.
It does not mix well with my apple pie gum. Yeah, it's really not bad. I mean, it's not good.
No,
but
it's not
hideous.
Good. But when you know, the more we drink, the better it gets.
After that second, I mean, I only had two cups of it last time, and that second one didn't really matter at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If it wasn't so expensive, I would try absinthe.
I would too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to.
Me
actually.
Too. I'm like, I'm a writer, and writers used to drink absinthe. I should try it.
Well, it's not the. Is it? It's the. It's a different formulation.
Well, yeah, it's not going to kill you now. Yeah. Like it did. It's not going to make you blind and crazy like
Wood
it did
alcohol,
before.
Whatever.
You're right. Exactly. Not going to kill you like it did, you know, Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, yeah. The Green Fairy.
Exactly. It's really not that bad.
I can dig it, actually. Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can... No, I couldn't do the whole can.
Oh, God, no. I'd be sick as a dog.
That is a big-ass can.
And then I have to pee for 3 days.
Yeah. And have a hangover the...
Oh, yeah.
Size of Belgium.
Roughly. Roughly the size of Belgium.
Roughly the exact size of Belgium. I'm
yeah.
I have a hard time giving it a thumbs up. I give it a thumbs down. No, a thumbs sideways.
Yeah,
I can't give
like
it. I can't give it a thumbs down.
It's like a 65% of
it a thumbs
up.
Up.
No, not quite.
Maybe
I wouldn't
a knuckle.
I wouldn't voluntarily drink it like all the time, but
yeah,
not bad, it's not good.
It's here
bad,
and it's gonna make an interesting show.
Oh God!
So
I have the hiccups.
There we go.
I'm not medicated this time, so maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's not gonna be as fun. But I guess we should like have a cutoff here, so we'll be back with more. Something right after this?
Right, mm-hmm. So, hopefully.
There you go. Cut right there, Brad.
I could clap into the microphone.
Oh, yeah. You could.
But I can't do it as loud as Brad does.
That's right. And you're holding a drink, too. So
mm-hmm.
There you go. More.
Mm-mm.
You require more. You need more.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Peer pressure. Whatever. Thank you. It's making up for all the peer pressure I didn't have in school.
Drink. Chug.
I'm not my brother.
Mm-mm. You know, it is getting better.
It's because your taste buds are being killed off.
Yeah, probably it. They're being scoured off.
Bleached.
Melted away.
I'm looking forward to, like... fall flavored things coming out now. Like I'm not a fan of pumpkin beer, but I like the fall, like the spiced. You know what I want? I'm listening to all the Game of Thrones audiobooks. I'm on the fifth one, halfway through, and I want a cookbook because they make some really, I mean, some really scary sounding things, but some really good sounding things, like the mulled wines and. and like the lemon cakes and stuff like that. I want a cookbook. I want the Game of Thrones Westeros cookbook. You know what I mean? They have a Harry Potter cookbook. Why not?
Yeah, that's true.
Whew. Yes. I'll be ready for a nap before it's all over.
Yep.
See, I'm not a very good drinker. I'm a hyper hypo to start with.
I'm not either. I'm a lightweight.
I'm ready to curl up and go to sleep. Maybe, not yet, but
maybe like three beers and I'm in like.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I did pretty good a few weeks ago. I had like three beers and like four mixed drinks.
Oh wow!
And I was still conscious.
How are you not in the bathroom for 2 days?
I don't know. And I had no hangover.
Wow.
The next day, zero hangover.
See, I drank a bottle of Bailey's one time over the course of an evening. I slept for a day and a half. Yes.
Of course, I did have like two cups of water.
I think that's important.
Toward the end of
those
drinks.
I think that makes a difference is the hydration. Yep. And if you take two Tylenol before you go to bed.
Out. See, I didn't even do that either.
Two Tylenol before you go to bed, you'll be all right.
I just flushed it out of my system or something.
Yeah, I'm not really a drinker. Like, I'll have drinks, but I'm not really. Like, I mentioned it.
I like a good wine.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of my coworkers has a birthday this weekend, and he was saying about how he's going drunk bowling. I'm like, drunk bowling. I said, I've only been properly drunk twice, and I don't think I could tie my shoes, let alone change my shoes, let alone bowl. And they all laughed at me because I said properly drunk. Like, well, there's drunk,
there's
and
tipsy.
Then there's properly drunk.
There's tipsy, there's drunk, and then there's shit-faced.
Right. I've only been properly drunk twice, and then there was death involved both times. When my cat died and when my grandma died, I was properly drunk.
Yeah. I get better at video games when I'm
seriously.
Drinking.
I would have a really hard time with coordination.
I was wiping the floor with my friends in Halo.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
I would not have thought.
And even my buddy Kevin, he and I are two somewhat evenly matched. He's maybe a little bit better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I was mopping the floor with him all.
Nice.
Cool. Mopping the floor. It was awesome.
Nice.
I need to do that again sometime. That's been a while since we have had a drunken Halo party.
Drunken Halo party. I would like to karaoke sometime, and I don't think I could do it sober. I think I'd be scared.
Yeah, it takes some loosening up.
I love to sing. I just don't think I could sing in public. Mm. Like, I sing in the house all the time. Well, not so much now that Brad's home all the time. But I sing in the house all the time. I think I'd be embarrassed to do it in public.
Yeah.
Like, I used to think about it at his dad's bar, but I'm like, it's his dad's bar. I'm going to see these people again. Like, his family's here. I want to see these people again for holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
No. I want to do it somewhere.
Tell you what, last time I did it, I got a standing ovation.
Shut it!
No,
what did
kidding.
You sing?
No kidding.
Shut
and,
it!
Like, people were asking me when I was coming back.
What did you sing?
Wonderful World by
Louis Armstrong. Well done.
Apparently I do a good impersonation of him.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
We did an impromptu Geek Cuisine.
It doesn't suck, Brad.
No, it doesn't suck.
I'm a little squidgy now.
Squidgy.
Hi. I'm sorry.
That's the new episode title. I'm a little squidgy.
I'm a little squidgy now.
All right, so what have you two been doing while I was...
We're talking about things
about
we do
stuff.
Drunk and
Do
drunk better drunk or sober.
Okay, I got you.
Drunk
got
or sober.
You. All right, so you guys have done like the impromptu Geek
I
Cuisine.
I clapped
on the
and everything. You'd be proud of me.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right, so let me give it a shot. It's awful clear for me.
It's
an
not
soda.
That bad.
Yeah.
It's I'm
you
tasting.
Still got that Four Local that like the
chemically
taste kind of chemically,
but the orange
alcohol.
The orange isn't bad.
Oh, it's like cough syrup.
Yeah.
But it's better. Like I'm on my third one.
I'm only on my second one.
Second and little shot glass.
Yeah,
it's better.
I'm good with two. If I have any more than two, I'll be asleep.
Dear God, that is vile.
It's a little bit, but it gets better. It really does.
You're just killing
it kills off your head. That's exactly what I said.
You have a tall.
There's
ball.
No other Adam. Well, there was an other Adam, but Elizabeth called him King Douchebag.
A great candy isn't made, it's just born.
The makers of Peeps.